एक भव्य समारोह बीच केही समय अघि मात्र डोनाल्ड ट्रम्पले अमेरिकाको राष्ट्रपतिको पदभार सम्हालेका छन्। वाशिङटन डीसीमा झिसमिसे वर्षाका बीचमा ट्रम्पले राष्ट्रपतिको शपथ लिएका थिए।
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
उनले शपथ ग्रहण लिएपछि उपस्थित जनमानसलाई सम्बोधन गर्दै ट्रम्पले यो शक्ति हस्तान्तरण बल्ल जनताको हातमा आइपुगेको छ भनी बताए।
Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington DC and giving it back to you, the people.
साथै उनले आफ्नो विजयको क्षण जनताको निमित्त भएको पनि बताएका छन्।
The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you.
आफ्नो व्यक्तित्व शैली र भनाइहरूका कारण बारम्बार चर्चा र विवादमा आउने ट्रम्पको जन्म सन् 1946 न्युयोर्कको क्विन्समा भएको थियो। उनको बुबा त्यस वखत भवन निर्माणको व्यापारमा सक्रिय रहेका थिए। ट्रम्पले आफ्नो बुबाबाट धेरै ज्ञान लिएको बताएका छन्।
And I watched, and it wasn't that I even watched consciously. I'd be sitting on the floor playing with blocks as a 3-year-old baby. And he'd be on the floor talking to contractors about price and elevators and wood. And, you know, I mean, and by the time I'm 16 years old, I sort of like knew everything about building buildings.
आफ्नो परिवारबाट कडा मेहनतको पाठ आफूले सिकेको ट्रम्प बताउँछन्। 13 वर्षको उमेरमा सैनिक विद्यालयमा गएपछि त झन् आफूमा अनुशासनको बानी बसेको उनले बताए। 25 वर्षको उमेरदेखि नै उनले भवन निर्माणमा सक्रिय भई लाग्न थालिसकेका थिए। सन् 1977 उनले तत्कालीन चेकोस्लोभाकियाकी मोडल इभाना जेल्निकोभासँग विवाह गरेका थिए र उनीबाट 3 सन्तानको धनी भएका थिए। तर उनीहरूको विवाह लामो समयसम्म टिक्न नसके पनि इभाना अझै पनि डोनाल्ड ट्रम्पको पक्षमा बोल्न छोड्दिनन्।
Donald is just a wonderful human being. He is giving and he is warm. A lot of people, they look at him as a tough businessman, which he is. But Donald is, if you're good to him, he's good to you. If you're not good to him, you're dead. Because sooner or later he outsmarts you somewhere.
सन् 1981 उनले ट्रम्प टावर र ट्रम्प प्लाजा बनाए र साथसाथै क्यासिनो र गल्फ कोर्सहरूमा पनि निकै ठूलो लगानी गरे। यसबाट उनको सम्पत्तिमा निकै बढोत्तरी भएको बुझिएको छ। सन् 1988 उनले आफू राष्ट्रपतिको पदमा लडेमा आफू सफल हुने विश्वास लिएका थिए।
You have said that if you ran for president, you'd win.
I think I'd have a very good chance. I mean, I like to win. When I do something, I like to win. I like to do well, and I think I probably would have a pretty good chance.
उता आफ्नो कार्यकाल समाप्त गरेका राष्ट्रपति बराक ओबामाले चाहिँ आफ्नो बारेमा सञ्चार माध्यममा आएका कुराहरूसँग आफू सधैँ सहमत नभए पनि स्वतन्त्र प्रेस प्रजातन्त्रको एउटा अभिन्न अङ्ग हो भनी बताएका छन्।
You're not supposed to be sycophants. You're supposed to be skeptics. You're supposed to ask me tough questions. You're not supposed to be complimentary, but you're supposed to cast a critical eye on folks who hold enormous power and make sure that we are accountable to the people who sent us here. And you have done that.
आफ्नो अन्तिम प्रेस सम्मेलनमा बोल्दै ओबामाले अमेरिका र रसिया बीचको सम्बन्धको पनि चर्चा गरे. खास गरी डोनाल्ड ट्रम्प रसियासँग नजिक रहेको चर्चा बारम्बार आउने गरेको छ. ओबामाले रसियाले क्राइमियाको विषयमा देखाएको दम्भले गर्दा दुई देश बीचको सम्बन्ध बिग्रेको बताए.
The reason we imposed the sanctions, recall, was not because of nuclear weapons issues. It was because the independence and sovereignty of a country, Ukraine, had been encroached upon by force by Russia. That wasn't our judgment. That was the judgment of the entire international community.
आफ्नो राष्ट्रपतिकालको अन्तिम समयमा आएर ओबामाले विकिलिक्सको समाचार प्रकाशमा ल्याउने चेल्सिया म्यानिङको सजायमा कमी गर्ने निर्देशन दिएका छन्। दोष अनुसारको सजाय म्यानिङले पाइसकेको ओबामाले बताए.
The sentence that she received was very disproportionate relative to what other leakers had received. And that she had served a significant amount of time, that it made sense to commute and not pardon her sentence. And I feel very comfortable that justice has been served and that a message has still been sent.